On Tuesday's front page, a so-called summit meeting between CIA Director Leon Panetta and the head of Pakistan's spy service. We'll look at what the Pakistanis are demanding. Ivory Coast strongman Laurent Gbagbo was captured, ending a week-long standoff, but will the involvement of French soldiers and UN forces backfire on Gbagbo's replacement? And student loan debt is reaching new highs. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Pakistan told the U.S. to cut back on CIA activities there. It wants about 330 CIA officers and contractors to leave. It also wants a timeout on attacks by pilotless CIA planes. All this is a sign of the near collapse of cooperation between two allies after the arrest of CIA officer Raymond Davis. He killed two men in broad daylight during a mugging in January. The demands became clear when the head of Pakistan's spy agency met with CIA Director Leon Panetta. Later, a CIA spokesman called the session productive. Ivory Coast's elected president used his troops and French air support to oust strongman Laurent Gbagbo. Gbagbo had stayed in power despite losing the election last November. French officials say Gbagbo surrendered at the entrance to his official residence. Assistant Foreign Editor Greg Winter looks at how the involvement by the French and the UN will play out.
They say that they were doing this to destroy the heavy weapons that were used to target civilians, but it will also be seen by the population of Ivory Coast as a foreign intervention, as displacing a president that many in the population support and many who resent the use of international power to try to get him out. This will put his rival, Alassane Ouattara, the man who internationally is recognized as the winner of the elections last year, at a significant disadvantage as he tries to take over. He will be seen as an outside foreign implant foisted upon much of the population, and that will potentially weaken his legitimacy as he tries to take over the country. He's also going to face significant concerns on the part of the international community over the conduct of his own forces, because as they stormed across the country last week to try to force Mr. Gbagbo from office, they are being accused of committing human rights abuses in parts of the West, also in parts of the main city, Abidjan. So there'll be some serious questions that Ouattara is facing as well as he tries to take off.
Assistant Foreign Editor Greg Winter. Tuesday's page one looks at a fight for water in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City and fast-growing suburbs like Edmond want the water from Sardis Lake. It's a reservoir in southeastern Oklahoma. But the Choctaw and Chickasaw Indian tribes are claiming water rights. They want Oklahoma to recognize them as joint owners. If that happens, it could set off a push for Indian water rights elsewhere. A new translation of the texts used in the Roman Catholic Mass isn't going over well with priests in this country. They say the translation is awkward, archaic, and inaccessible. Priests in Ireland and Australia have also objected. The translation is intended to be closer to the original Latin than the current one, but some of the vocabulary will be unfamiliar. Church officials say it'll bring more authenticity to the Mass. For the first time ever, student loan debt outpaced credit card debt last year. This year, student debt is likely to top $1 trillion. The class of 2010 graduated with an average of $24,000 in debt per person. It's going to take time to pay it all down. Mark Kantrowitz of the website FinAid.org says people will still be paying off their student loans when it's time for their kids to go to college. People from Ghana have perfected the over-the-top funeral. And in New York City, the funeral parties anchored the social calendar of the fast-growing community of immigrants from that West African nation. They're all-night affairs with open bars, window-rattling music, and videographers. The gatherings serve as fundraisers for bereaved families and late-night reunions for Ghanaians in New York. Inside Tuesday's Times, France formally banned the wearing of veils in public places. That touched off protests in Paris and several other cities. Opponents say the ban targets Islamic women. President Nicolas Sarkozy's government denies that. Times correspondent Stephen Erlanger explains what happened as the ban went into effect.
Most women in France who wear the niqab stayed inside, and the police themselves are uncomfortable. But the importance of the law in a way is different. I mean, some people say by stigmatizing one gender of one religion, the government is playing politics with a very dangerous issue, which is Islam. And the people who support the law say it's for the freedom of women, but the women who are told they shouldn't wear the veil think otherwise.
Times reporter Stephen Erlanger. Tuesday's Business Day section says gasoline prices are near record highs. Prices are going above $4 at some service stations. That's closing in on 2008, when the average price for a gallon of regular peaked at $4.11. The Oil Price Information Service says gas prices are now averaging $3.77 a gallon nationwide. That's nearly a dollar higher than a year ago. The identical twins who claim that they, and not Mark Zuckerberg, had the idea for Facebook lost the latest chapter in their legal feud, but the loss comes with a pretty big consolation prize. An appeals court in San Francisco ruled the brothers cannot back out of a settlement they signed with Facebook back in 2008. Experts estimate that settlement is now worth approximately $200 million. 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley is a frontrunner to follow Katie Couric as anchor of the CBS Evening News. The question is, would that be a promotion or not? For CBS News, the main goal has been to climb out of third place among the nightly newscasts. It continues to trail NBC Nightly News and ABC's World News. Ms. Couric's contract ends in early June. If she departs, as expected, it's unclear when her replacement would start. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.